The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dr. Charlie Boyd is one of the teaching pastors at Fellowship Greenville. And the thing that Fellowship Greenville does that I like is they explore whole books of the Bible. If it takes a few weeks or maybe even a month or two, whatever time is needed, this is what they do. And they start from the first verse in the first chapter, and they go all the way through the book. And that's what their Fellowship Greenville is in the middle of right now, this series called Believe the Gospel of John. Yesterday, Charlie Boyd talked about the false notions that that many have about Christianity, and that some people are rejecting Christianity for the wrong reasons. Now, we've all had those conversations where people tell you what they don't like about Christians. Have you ever had that conversation with someone, a family member or a coworker? Pastor Boyd yesterday said he often responds with, well, after he's heard them say why they're so opposed to Christianity, his response is often, well, if that's what Christianity is about, that would turn me off too. What you just described is not at all what Jesus is about. In fact, I'm sure he would be turned off by those things as well. And he went on to talk about those false notions. And that he has heard people say things like, you know, I grew up going to church, but now I'm into my friends, my school, my career. And honestly, I just like having a good time. And we've heard that before too, haven't we? That we just want to have a good time. As if Christians, I guess, can't have a good time. Pastor Boyd said that it's like people having this false idea. And here's a quote from him, that people believe God is a cosmic killjoy and a life of following Jesus is boring, unsatisfying, unfulfilling, and lifeless. Yesterday's message was about showing that nothing could be further from the truth. That Jesus came to bring life, not take it. And what a great message it was. He starts with several passages, of course, in John. He quotes John 10:10 saying, that Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. And this whole message yesterday, this is what I found interesting about. It all centered around the story of Jesus turning water into wine. Now, I've read and heard this story many times over the years, but Charlie Boyd told it in such a way that really broke through to me yesterday. I saw it in a whole different light yesterday. And you just need to read this particular passage in John. It's in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, the first part of the chapter there. You just need to go back and read it to re-familiarize yourself with the story. And let me encourage you to do that. I don't have time to read it for you, or I would. Pastor Boyd broke it down into the simple story, and then he kind of went into the more deeper meaning of this. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase parts of what Charlie Boyd's sermon said yesterday. I hope he doesn't mind, and I hope I don't butcher it. Here's the simple story, and that's all I really have time to share with you today. And really, to me, that's probably all we need to know. I like to keep things simple, don't you? So here's the simple story as Charlie Boyd told this story again yesterday. Keep in mind, Jesus was about 30 at the time of this. His mother, his brothers and sisters, and his first five disciples go to a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And in the middle of this big wedding feast, Jesus' mother, Mary, who evidently, and this is something I never had really picked up on either, evidently she was sort of like the wedding coordinator, I guess. Have you ever thought about that? Mary being a wedding coordinator? And she learns that they have run out of wine. And look, there's nothing that could be worse in this at this time for a wedding to run out of wine. So she goes to Jesus, as you know, and says, "They've run out of wine, do something." To which he replies to his mom, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Okay, so what's this about? And as I sat there and I listened to Charlie Boyd yesterday, and he talked about, you know, what did Mary think? What was her response? He believes she probably thought, okay, he's going to handle this in his own way and it's for his own reasons. So she turns to the servants, and the scripture says that she says, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And as you know, this as the story goes, he sees these pots, he fills them with water, and hands them over. And as you know, when this water is started to be poured to serve to the people, it turns out to be wine. And he saves the day. He saves this wedding party. Now, again, as Charlie said, that's sort of the simple, the surface level story. But again, John, in writing this, says that the miracle was a sign. And it was the first sign that shows us Jesus' glory and what was about to come. The first sign that encourages us to believe in Jesus, to trust him in such a way that our faith in him shapes all of who we are and what we do. So the question is, and this was the question that Charlie Boyd yesterday at Fellowship Greenville kind of put out there, is how does the sign of Jesus turning water into wine help us believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God? And as you may know, if you study John, there are seven signs that John talks about. John tells us at the end of this book that everything he's written was recorded so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So what do we find in this simple story that would encourage us to believe? What do you see here that shows us that Jesus came to give us life and not take it? Pastor Boyd kind of wrapped things up, and I want you to hear firsthand from him and what he believes.
The story John is telling us is this. He's saying, if you want to experience real life, deep joy and satisfaction and meaning and purpose, then become a follower of Jesus, and there will be a change in your life as dramatic and stark as changing water into wine. And think about this. Jesus came to bring life into every kind of situation we face. The fact that his very first ever miracle sign took place at a friend's wedding shows us his glory. The Creator God, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Messiah, the King of Israel, brings life into everyday life. Into every part of your life. That is his glory in this story. If Jesus uses his divine power to wipe the egg off the face of two disorganized teenagers, then what problem do you have that's too small for him? No, I didn't say too big for him. I said too small for him. Don't ever think that there's anything too small to bring to Jesus. Don't say, "Oh, I can't bother him with things like wedding plans or boyfriend issues or things that get messed up because you forgot something you should have remembered." No. What this simple story tells us is that he comes into your life and he cares about everything that you care about. So go to him with everything. Now, sometimes what he tells you to do might not make a lot of sense. And what do you know from this story that you should do about that? You do it anyway. I mean, always follow Mary's advice. Do whatever he tells you to do.
Do whatever he tells you to do. Isn't that just a simple message? And that's what I want us to think about and live this week. Think about, as Charlie said, what problems do you have? What do you need? And I loved it when he said that there's nothing too small to ask. To ask Jesus to help on. Whatever it is. I want you to go back and read this story in John and reconsider what Charlie Boyd, he makes a good point. If Jesus saved the day by turning water into wine at this wedding, I mean, what could be more trivial in my from a biblical perspective, in my opinion, than saving a wedding because they ran out of water? They weren't asking him to heal someone of a life-threatening illness. They needed more wine. And he saved the day. It was going to ruin this wedding celebration, and yet thousands of years later, we're still talking about this story. If you'd like to hear the full sermon, text Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Pastor, just the word Pastor, to 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a link so that you can hear this. It's worth listening to. It's a simple story, yet a very important story.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.